Public speaking isn't just about mastering techniques, it's about serving others through our words. Warren Buffett claims mastering public speaking increases career value by 50%, but this understates its true impact. When we shift from self-focused anxiety to audience-centered service, we transform not only our effectiveness, but the very nature of communication itself. This approach, servant speaking, reframes public speaking as an act of neighborly love rather than a performance to be judged. By seeing our audiences as neighbors to be served rather than critics to be feared, we discover that our most powerful communication flows from genuine care rather than polished technique. This perspective liberates us from the paralyzing fear that affects even accomplished speakers. Even Holocaust survivor Elie Wiesel experienced terrible stage fright before speeches, describing butterflies in my stomach despite receiving standing ovations. Moses questioned his speaking abilities with, "I am slow of speech and tongue," while the Apostle Paul admitted approaching the Corinthians in weakness with great fear and trembling. When we recognize that all speakers, even renowned ones, remain imperfect, we can embrace our role as servants rather than performers, focusing outward on audience needs rather than inward on our anxieties. The most compelling speeches occur where our passions intersect with audience needs. Rick and Barb demonstrated this by sharing their HIV/AIDS experience, educating through vulnerability more effectively than polished rhetoric. Similarly, a student's speech about depression became a valuable resource for classmates. This approach requires truly knowing your audience, their minds, hearts, worries, and joys. Research deepens understanding through three methods: primary, gathering new information via surveys/interviews, secondary, using existing knowledge, and autobiographical, examining personal experiences. For example, researching student stress might involve interviewing campus counselors, reading scholarly journals, and speaking with students directly. Every effective speech needs a clear purpose serving the audience. Following Augustine's framework, we primarily inform, persuade, or delight, though these can combine, one should guide our preparation. The central question remains, how will this speech serve my particular audience? One student exemplified this by riding a bicycle into class, promising to show how bike tune-ups could get you dates, burn off school stress, and make you more money, connecting his passion directly with his classmates' interests. Trustworthiness forms the foundation of the speaker-audience relationship. Like marriage or friendship, it depends on mutual trust and respect. Deceptive speakers typically live deceptive lives, as dishonesty in speaking often reflects broader patterns of untruthfulness. Our trustworthiness isn't conditional. We're called to be stewards of truth consistently. While complete truth in any speech is impossible due to time and perspective limitations, we must avoid intentionally omitting relevant contradictory information. Simply acknowledge other viewpoints. While there are other perspectives on this issue, today we'll focus on... Jesus used powerful figures of speech like metaphors and parables about mustard seeds and prodigal sons to convey profound spiritual truths. These rhetorical devices aren't deceptive when used appropriately, but can convey deeper meaning than literal language. The key is ensuring your audience understands your intended meaning through proper context. Trustworthiness transcends mere honesty. It encompasses reliability, consistency, and ethical conduct. This integrity should manifest in all our communication, creating a foundation of trust that enhances our effectiveness as speakers. A speech needs a clear outline to prevent audience confusion. Structure your content with complete sentences supporting your main idea, organized by your purpose, to inform, persuade, or delight. Like architects with blueprints, speakers require detailed outlines before delivery. Choose an organizational pattern matching your purpose: topical for various aspects, chronological for timelines or processes, spatial for physical descriptions, cause-effect for relationships, or problem-solution for persuasion. The right pattern typically emerges during research and should address audience needs. Effective speeches follow a three-part structure: state the main idea, introduction, develop it, body, and restate it, conclusion. Engage your audience immediately. You have about 30 seconds before losing their attention. Personal stories illustrating your main idea often work best. Establish servant ethos by showing the topic's relevance to your audience's lives. Use transitions as verbal road signs between sections. These links summarize previous points and preview upcoming content. Without these guideposts, even well-researched content becomes a confusing jumble, more playlist on shuffle than carefully curated album. Speech anxiety feels like standing naked in a huge fishbowl. We fear audiences seeing and rejecting our true selves. Yet this fear generates motivation and necessary adrenaline. Some anxiety is actually beneficial for performance. When panic strikes during speeches, 7 strategies help. Prepare thoroughly, plan responses to personal panic triggers, identify attacks quickly, focus on practical next steps rather than feelings, improvise with practical techniques, take time, what feels eternal to you is barely noticeable to the audience, and focus on gratitude as a spiritual defense. Speakers become less fearful in supportive communities where they feel accepted. The author began overcoming stage fright by starting with small church groups under 15 people, using a conversational approach rather than formal oration. Time and attention are precious gifts from our audience that we must steward carefully. 2 essential rules: never go over time and never waste the audience's time. Plan for a speech approximately 10% shorter than your allocated time to allow for unexpected moments. For a 30-minute speech, prepare 27 minutes of content. Informative speaking requires capturing audience interest while delivering valuable content. The key is addressing audience needs and finding the human drama within topics by connecting information to their desires and challenges. Since audiences typically expect lectures to be boring, we must demonstrate why they should care. Effective presentations begin by communicating the value of our information. When relevance isn't obvious, we must illustrate it through supporting data or examples showing what the audience will gain. All drama involves people wanting something: relationships, skills, success, or faith. As servant speakers, we address these life dramas by showing how our information meets audience needs. Touching on these needs early generates interest, transforming information delivery into storytelling. For minor speaking mistakes like losing your place, simply continue naturally. For substantive errors like misquoted statistics, offer a brief correction and move on. These moments, handled with grace, often enhance credibility, as audiences appreciate authentic human moments and honest corrections. When we approach public speaking as service rather than self-promotion, fear diminishes as impact grows. Consider the youth leader who overcame panic when unexpectedly addressing postmasters by speaking authentically about universal loneliness, transforming potential disaster into a standing ovation. Servant speaking prioritizes connection over perfection. Our words can inform, inspire, comfort, and challenge. Speaking with integrity and genuine care fulfills our highest calling as communicators. Before facing an audience, ask not, "How will I perform?" but, "How can I help?" This transforms a speech from merely impressive to truly transformative. Your voice matters not for its polish, but for its purpose. Speak to serve, and in giving your words away, you'll find your true voice.